Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Get your people into this chat room and into listening to this show. Tonight's going to be a fun show. Survivor fans, this is going to be one hell of a show. And I think we're going to have one hell of a, we got Yaw Man calling in. My new co-host, Ashley, she'll be joining us in a second. Plus I got huge, huge news to tell you about February 18th, 19th, too. Along with, we're going to talk reality rally. I always forget it. Relay rally. They're all the same to me. But anyways, let's kick it off with some music. Get yourself refreshed. Get yourself going. Everyone get listening to the show. We'll bring Ashley up, and we'll talk to her. Let's see how her trip goes. And we'll have Yaw Man calling in. And never know who might be around the corner on this Halloween week to call in to the Rad Reality Show. Tonight, but now they decided to move to Wednesday. And Paul is on the phone line joining us tonight. Say hello.
Hello, Ron. Hi, everybody.
Paul will be on the show, just kind of being with us. He's the one with all the wise questions to ask Yaw Man and people. I ask all the stupid questions. And Ashley, you're the one with the knowledge.
You're the one
with all the knowledge. You're the expert of Survivor, so you know what's going on. I mean, we're
absolutely
totally useless. We never lived on an island.
Yeah,
I've never lived on an island.
That's true.
So, hey, let me start off by asking you a question.
Yes.
How fun was your vacation?
Oh, my gosh. It was absolutely wonderful. It rained a lot, but it still was great. My family, we literally laugh until we cry. So there were a lot of tears shed on this trip, and they were all happy tears. And it was absolutely fantastic. It was wonderful. So.
Okay. So did you see any sharks? Did they come after you?
No. There were no sharks. I saw a sea turtle when we were leaving Mexico, but that was about it.
Are you positive there was no sharks?
Well, I didn't see any.
I was told there's lots of sharks out there. See? Wait, watch. One reason I never go on the ship. Ever since I saw the movie Jaws, I never wanted to go on the ship. Do you remember that movie, Jaws? When it goes into that ship, I mean, it took out that whole ship. I would never go on a ship. No, I'm just joking. I'm not scared of sharks anymore. Was it as fun as being on Survivor?
It was better. I got to eat so much, so it was fantastic because the food was absolutely incredible. So, and it's fun too because my grandpa is so proud of me, and he tells everyone about me being on Survivor. So you make a lot of friends, and I made a lot of friends that are actually fans of Survivor, so that was really fun.
Okay, now we have to tell you, so this is going to be news to you because I haven't had a chance to share with you yet, but
okay.
Lots of people have heard about it, but February 18th, 19th. And 20th is going to be kind of like the go-home day, so we're going to do maybe something on that day, but everything. But down here in Georgia, the Rad Reality Show is going to throw a celebration together. I'm still working on a freaking name for it. That's something you guys, if you have a name that you want to help me put together, but on the 18th or 19th of February, my show turns 2 years old, Ashley. The show turns 2 years old.
Wow, good for you.
It started 2 years ago in February, and I turned 40. So I'm going to be an old geezer.
Jeez.
And I'm dealing with a heart condition. So the American Heart Association will be receiving 50% of the proceeds. Another 50% will go towards. The other 50% will go towards the show, and my condition and stuff. So it's going to be a celebration slash way to give back to, you know, other people that are dealing with hearts at the same time. But on the 18th and 19th, we will have an event down here in Georgia, and Dalton, Georgia is the location. And I'm 100% positive. I have a hotel. I'm not 100%. I should say 90% positive. I have a hotel that is going to be workable and affordable for people to come and spend, you know, like around $100, $150, maybe to come and get a couple of days of rooms. So it's going to be a great time, and it's going to be I have some events already planned out, and I worked with a couple of people today. Let me give a little shout out to Lisa Cruz and Cherry Garcia. They've been helping me put this thing kind of like in the rolling stage. And Mr. No Pants, I have to give you a shout out too. But we're it's gonna be awesome, Ashley.
I'm very excited.
And well, I am too. And as the time comes closer, when I hope, we're working on sponsors and stuff and everything. So plus also, I wanted to plug the donate button on my thing. Best way to help me out as the show grows, and we need, you know, anybody that would like to donate, there is a donate button on my webpage. So feel free to do. Also, I've been bringing this new special for baseball cards, people that have kids, if they want to buy sport cards. I have 100 cards of your favorite sport team for $15 plus $2.50 shipping. Just have to do is donate and then just tell me what team you want. And then 500 cards for $25, and that's free shipping. So, oh, and we're working on a calendar, Ashley, and I need to get a hold of you because you were on the ship when I started to ask people. Or did I ask you about the calendar yet?
Nope, you've not asked me about the calendar.
Well,
I love calendars. I like to be in calendars, actually. I think that'd be awesome.
So,
can I be February, though,
yeah,
because that's when my birthday is?
Wait, when is your birthday in February?
February 27th.
Well, you know what? I was going to give it to somebody else, but I might can work something out.
You might want to work
but,
something
yeah.
out.
Yeah, definitely, because you have seniority over these other people. Even though these other people is a couple, I can always put them on another. Maybe I can put them on, is there a couple week? Is there a couple month?
Maybe I'll put them on,
yeah, like when you celebrate couples. Maybe I'll put, I don't know. Anyway,
that's
yeah,
February,
I can, you know,
because it's Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Right, so I got to figure out, who do I go with? Do I go with you, or do I go with a couple?
Obviously me.
Yes, I was just going to say you. So anyways, send me your picture, Ashley.
Okay.
In my email soon. By November 1st, if we can. I'll talk to you. I was going to talk to you about it tonight,
yep.
But the phone got cut off.
Yes, we can talk about it a different day.
Yes. But anyways, the calendar should be coming out. I'm hoping to get it done by November 1st, where you guys can start pre-ordering. And everything to help with proceeds of the stuff and stuff like that. So it's just going to be fun. I'm kind of stalling because Young Man's not supposed to call in until 10:15. But
can I just tell everyone what I was just doing?
Wait, you know what's so funny about it? No, you cannot tell. I mean, no, I'm not going to let you do. I'm going to mute you. Yes, you can say whatever you want. I gotta teach you. This is your show too.
I know.
So
I know.
Freaky, so.
No.
I'm just joking with you.
Let me just tell you, I was just at dinner with Aris, who was the winner of Survivor Exile Island. He's in Minnesota for the evening. He's driving tomorrow to Madison, Wisconsin, with a couple of his friends for a yoga something or another, from what I understood. We just had dinner, so I'm actually in my car right now driving back to my place. So when I get to my place, I'm going to have to hang up because I'm going to lose you when I pull into the garage, but then I'll call you in within minutes. So just a little FYI there.
FYI, did you like hand him the phone number and tell him to call in maybe before the day's night is over with?
What'd you just say?
I said, did you ask him to call in sometime
tonight?
Oh,
yes. Well, not tonight because he's with his other friends that live in Minnesota, but I asked him to call in a different night when he's in California, and then he can actually talk. He's with his Minnesota friends right now, so... But he will call in at some point.
So we'll definitely be having him on the show. You know what? I've been wanting him on the show because I know he's a good friend of one of my friends, Erica Landon from Big Brother.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, when you said you were going to be with him, I was like, cool, that'd be kind of cool to have him say hey one day. So that's awesome. So we're waiting for y'all, man.
Okay, and I'm gonna get cut off here in a second. So once I get cut off, I'll call you back.
I'm gonna run a commercial then. I'll run another commercial and then
perfect.
Get you cut off. I'm gonna check emails while I run the commercial, and Paul will be right back. So Paul, if both of us get cut off, you run the show.
Go, Paul.
Yoo-hoo.
Paul.
I'm
here. Paul's not paying attention. I don't think.
I am here.
Paul, did you? I'm just.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, we hear you perfectly. I mean,
kept saying I'm here, and you sound like you heard me.
Oh, we didn't for a second there. Are you there, Paul? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you really there? Okay. Okay, cool. You do sound a little distant. You sound a little manly tonight. Are you trying to do your manly voice? So here's a commercial. We'll be right back.
So we need to do a new drop for Ron Rad to promote his Sunday show with Louie.
Louie from The Amazing Race 16?
Yep, the shorter, wider half of Teen Detective.
Yeah, the guy with the creepy mustache.
What are you doing, Squirrel? I'm hiding so the shorter, wider half of Teen Detective shoots you first.
Chill out, Squirrel. Louie's not here, and besides, he's totally cool. He gets the joke.
Are you sure, HR? Because getting shot would really put a crimp in my nut-gathering schedule.
Don't worry, Squirrel. You'll have plenty of time to play with your acorns. Hey, Mandy, give it a rest, sweetie. Thanks to you, the Twitter's almost full. Twitter's full. So I'm not sure I want to do this drop. I'm kind of mad at Ron.
Mad at Ron? What for?
Well, when Ron had Mike, the taller, narrower half of Teen Detective, on the show, it was pretty evident that Mike was sneaking stuff from the evidence locker because he kept bagging on my woman, Rachel.
Yes, HR, because anyone who doesn't share your opinion of Rachel is clearly high on something. But I still don't understand why you're mad at Ron.
It's Ron's show. I hold him responsible for the blasphemous statements of his guests.
HR, you do know where Ron is from, don't you?
Chicago.
And you do know what they put in deep dish pizza?
Let me guess. Cheese?
Let's just say you might want to apologize to Ron before you find yourself sauce deep in a hot oven.
Oh, maybe we should just do this drop. It's Sunday, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
With Ron Rad.
And Louie from The Amazing Race 16. Thanks, Dwayne. Now I'm hungry. Can we have pizza for dinner, Uncle HR?
Sure, Tip.
Hey, Squirrel, how about making yourself into a road pizza?
Very funny, HR. Very funny.
I love the house rodent. And actually, he's in the chat room. And thank you for doing that for us. You are so, and everything. And I thank Mandy for getting him to come to the show and everything. So thank you, and thank you for doing it. We need to get you one to do one for me and Ashley. Ashley, did I lose you yet? You haven't lost you yet.
No, you didn't lose me. That is the most bizarre thing ever. But I'm in my place now, so we're good.
Special powers.
Seriously.
I was like, we never lost Ashley, and I'm like, I didn't know if I should talk to her or if I was like, Maybe they know you're doing a show, so they know you shouldn't be lost.
That's
why.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I hate when I should start telling people to call it five after, even if I put them on hold for 10 minutes, because now it's the waiting game. But we can talk Survivor as we wait. So you should be calling
in.
I'm making sure. Yao Man is pretty punctual. That's why he should call in. I should have called him. I'm hoping he remembers. He's pretty memorable, too. So I'm not, if he's running late, he has a good reason. I had a feeling. But are you excited about going to the California event, the reality rally?
I'm very, very excited. I think that I talked to Jillian actually when I was in New York for the Survivor, the Hero versus Villains, and she told me all about it, and I am so excited. And I don't know who's going to be in my team, but it's going to be amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to too. This one, we're going to probably be, you know, lots of people coming in on the show, and especially on this night, because, you know, Survivor is kind of the whole show of this event because of Jillian.
Yeah.
And, there's going to be lots of stuff. And Paul, do you have the... Sorry, guys. I usually don't cough on air. Sorry. It came all of a sudden and everything.
That was a sneak.
That was very polite.
Normally I'm really polite. I mute myself, but I totally
no,
lost
kidding.
It.
Totally
I know you are. But normally I yell at people when they cough on air. And, hey, Paul, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you grab the link if you haven't got it already?
To Reality Rally?
Yeah. And pop it in the chat room. And it's a really easy link. So people that are listening to this, you just go to www.theradreallyshow.com. You can do that because there is a link to it. So you can just go to theradreallyshow.com, and there's a link to the Reality Rally there. But if you go to www.theradreallyshow.com, you can go to right to the... And you can find out all the information, but Yao Man's going to call in, and we're going to talk about it, and I believe Yao Man's on the air, or on the phone right there, because I believe that's his number.
And quickly, before we talk to Yao Man, I just want to say hi to a couple people that are listening tonight, especially, and they all text me, so I want to say hi to my little Costa Rican friend, and also to Matt, so let's just throw that out there real quick before we talk to Yao Man.
And I see Ashley now is logged into the chat room.
I am.
So I see that she's logged in. God, I am having a bad night tonight. I have a bad night every night. What am I saying? Mr. AD, Mr. Crazy. Some people just slap me sometimes. Oh, okay. Let's bring Yao Man up before I lose the show. Yao Man, is that you, buddy? Is that you, yeah, man?
Are you talking to 314? No, that's Vicky.
Oh, no, this is Vicky. Vicky, I thought for sure. I'm okay, Vicky. Ashley, have you had an opportunity to meet Vicky?
No, I haven't.
Well, Vicky just had knee surgery replacement. So,
wow.
Vicky, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good as long as I'm staying off of it. But during therapy, therapy's not fun. When I have therapy, it's like a really bad burning sensation. So much it makes me feel like I'm going to throw up. I mean, it hurts really bad. But when I'm in my bed, I'm fine.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Vicky. It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
So are you overall feeling? How do I say it? Last night, do you remember him talking to us last night, the BB hour?
As far as last night, I know that I called in because I was told that I did, but I have no clue what I said.
Oh, no. That's what pain medication will do to you.
I was told today by Lisa that I actually called her two times last night, and I didn't know I called her twice. And she actually talked to my nurse because she was telling me to tell my nurse something and I couldn't get what she was saying. So finally she says, push the button, and when she comes in there, give her the phone and I'll tell her. Because I couldn't comprehend what she was saying to me. So yeah, I was pretty much out of it last night. And I think it was Angie Hula said that they did a Vicky Mad Libs.
Yes.
But I didn't hear that. I don't know about it. I hope Nikki will send it to me or something. I just don't remember anything of yesterday. And my mom came over today, and I'm just telling her like one story after another. And she's like, Vicky, you told me that yesterday. Vicky, you already told me that. And then finally she says, I feel like I'm living on Groundhog Day.
Uh-huh.
Because I just have no memory of yesterday.
Vicky, Lisa Cruz is in the chat room. She says, tell Vicky I said having 1/6 of your leg cut off will do that.
Oh, it will do it. that will do that. And Lisa, she's such a sweetheart. She didn't care that I called her. Because I talked to her today, and she told me I called her twice yesterday. And I said, is it okay that I did that? I don't even know that I did it or what I said to her or anything. But she's a real sweetheart, and she's really cool.
Ashley, she called
Yes.
so soon after her surgery that she still couldn't even open her eyes when she talked to us on the phone.
That's great.
My eyes were so heavy. I didn't open my eyes at all yesterday. That my eyes didn't actually open until today. But I called. I was in my room for maybe 5 minutes, and I made the call because it was time to make the call. Cherry Garcia was here, so you know. So she told me, you know, she told me it's time to call, or I might have known it was time to call. I don't remember if I knew or if she told me, but Cherry Garcia was here.
Okay. Vicky.
Ron.
So bottom line, I'm sorry, Yao Man, I think he's on the phone line. So,
perfect.
I was gonna try to figure out a good way to segue to you to Yao Man.
Well,
so
bring Yao Man up, because I have something to tell him.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. You can stay with us for right now, because
okay.
I know you met him in Vegas. But what I was going to ask you, I had a couple quick questions, and then we'll bring him up. First of all, when are you getting out of there? Are you going to be out going to the nursing home? And
I'm actually not getting out.
Or?
No, I'm supposed to be here until Monday.
Okay.
Here until Monday.
And then
I'll go into the nursing home for 2 weeks, and then we'll see how I'm doing at that time. If I need more time, then, like, my insurance will pay for 60 days, but no one ever needs 60
right.
days. But if I need more than 2 weeks, then my doctor will assign it to me.
Now, do you get Wi-Fi in the nursing home?
Do I have Wi-Fi? Is that what
yes,
you said?
Yeah. How are you gonna listen to the show? Are you gonna be able to listen to the show in the nursing home? Are you gonna have all like your friends come over and say, "Hey, you gotta listen to this awesome show, you know, the Rad Reality Show."
Are you
gonna be able to do that?
I don't know how to use Wi-Fi. Like every time I turn my phone on. It has like a whole.
No, I'm talking about your internet.
Wi-Fi.
Use your internet. Are you going to have internet?
No, but I can call and listen. I can listen over the phone and put it on speakerphone.
Okay, that would work. And if any way you can listen to the show, I'm just making sure you can listen to our shows. Because we're going to miss you if you're not around.
Yeah,
so,
I'll call in and
she has a shiny new iPhone.
I just won't push the number one. Yeah, I have the iPhone, the 3GS.
Nice, I have the 3GS.
It's cool, isn't it? I just got mine.
You guys are
like a week and a half ago.
A
it's so cool.
Little phone. Hey, let's bring up Yao Man and let Vicky say hey to him, because I know that's his number. Yao Man, is that you, man?
Hello? Hello.
Yeah, is that you? Hello.
No, baby. Ashley Traynor. What the hell's going on?
David Ball. It's Danger Dave.
What's up, girl?
Hey.
Oh my God.
I know who David Ball is. He was on Samoa, wasn't he?
Oh, he was on Samoa. It's Danger Dave.
What's up, baby?
You know what? We're waiting for Yao Man. Yao Man is standing me up. Either something has happened to him because I just read the emails and everything. You don't have Yao Man's number. Can you give him a holler?
You know what?
I'm joking.
Hey, you know what? Danger Dave, I think, is just as fantastic. I think we should talk to him for a minute.
That's
see,
what I'm saying.
Ashley,
you know what we can do?
Smartest survivor ever, right there. Smartest survivor ever. Ashley Traynor.
You know what? You both
mean as hell,
awesome
though. You should have seen her on Samoa. She was so mean. Oh, my God. Hey, Ashley, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Well, Dave, this is getting a little personal.
Shut up. Unless you're not wearing anything, it's not that personal.
Well, I'm in
skinny
jeans and a T-shirt. Yes.
Probably.
You know what?
I probably
what
do know
wearing?
What.
Come on. Come
are you guys
on.
Nowhere
no,
near each other? Are you guys just on the phone? What's up?
No, we're just on the
we're
phone.
On the phone.
I'm in Minnesota.
We're nowhere near each other.
I'm
in
Minnesota. Oh, you're in Georgia? All right, nice.
Yes.
Right on. Yeah. So, you know, I thought I'd just call, say hey to Ashley, whatever, no big deal. What up?
Hey, you can call whenever you want. Just to let you know, you are on the Rad Reality Show, and Thursday night it's me and Ashley now, and we talk Survivor. And are you watching this season of Survivor, David?
No, I quit.
I just quit.
You quit watching
general.
It?
I did.
Why did
I
you
did.
Quit watching it?
Because it was too frustrating to watch. There is a reason why.
It's
too frustrating.
Like, frustrating because you think they're better than you, or be frustrated because they...
Yeah, that's definitely it. For sure. Yeah.
That's
totally it. They're better than me. No, it's because it's frustrating. It's like, it's just frustrating for a bunch of different reasons. I get hyper-competitive when I watch it, and I can't be out there and playing it, so I just don't watch it. It just angers me greatly.
Yeah. I understand where you're coming
actually.
Yeah, totally.
I don't personally understand. But I've talked to enough reality people, and like Marty, I know Marty, I think it's Wismar from Survivor. Maddie, what's Maddie's freaking last name? Anyways, he said the same thing. He says he can't watch it because it's like baseball player. Once you retire, you don't want to watch baseball no more because the competitiveness of the ball game. You just don't, you miss it. I mean, and then, like you said, you're competitive, and you just don't want to watch. I understand.
Glad we got that cleared up. I'm glad we got that cleared up.
Dave,
I just want to clarify.
What do you got, Ash?
Go ahead, Ashley.
I just wanted to ask you, what do you watch any other shows then, other than, since you don't watch Survivor anymore?
You know what? A buddy of mine named Parvay, she's on a show called Outsourced.
Okay.
It's a comedy show on NBC about this dude that goes to India because all the jobs are outsourced there. And I watched that. That's pretty good. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is a good show. And 30 Rock, I know a bunch of people that write and work on that show, and that's a good show. And what else? There's like one or two others, but I'm just drawing a blank. I can't remember which ones. So we'll call it good.
Do you watch any reality shows? I mean,
oh hell no.
Do you watch like?
This is why I love Dave. Okay, this is why I love Dave Ball. This is the reason.
Hell no. Dude, I watched. You know what? I saw Big Brother After Dark one time, and it was like. You know, because those things run for like 3 hours, and I flipped it on one time because I was like, I've never seen this. What's going on? And it was a picture of, what was that dude that was in Virginia, girl? Was his name Shannon or something? No. The kind of long-haired dude. You're in a bunch of pictures with him. What's his name? Nice guy.
Hayden.
Hayden.
Yeah, great guy. And so it was a close-up of Hayden sitting there eating a piece of pizza. And that was it. He's just sitting there, a one-shot on him crunching away on this piece of pizza for like 5 minutes. I'm like, screw this. This is no, forget it. But I don't have a television, so I don't watch very much.
You know what, though? Normally, the feeds are pretty interesting. It's what you watched was a live feed of it. So you're talking, you know, there's lots of people that would sit there for 24 hours a day just to watch it. They just watch it and watch it and watch
it. Oh, I'm sure.
And watch it.
I'm sure.
But
I'm not one of those
people. It's like,
I could be doing other things like taking a nap or eating ice cream or, well, all right, well, you know, everybody's got their,
No, I don't, I don't watch it 24 hours. I watch it enough to, I wait for, I hear drama and then flip it on, you know, and if I don't see drama, I'm not the one that will sit there and watch him eat a piece of pizza, you know what I mean?
Man, I ain't watching some dude eat a piece of pizza.
Did you
kind of like
bean, wee chocolate chip cookies?
No, how was Virginia, David? Did you enjoy going to that and spending time out there?
Yeah, Ashley was kind of a jerk, but everything else was pretty good.
How was I a jerk, Dave?
You were a total jerk.
How was I a jerk?
You were such a jerk. It was unbelievable. Just like Samoa. You're like the meanest person I've ever met in my life, Ashley Tran.
Okay, so here's a question for you. I got a question for you then. Who's the bigger jerk, Ashley or Russell?
Ashley, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Now I know you're just busting your balls.
We are going to have a serious talk when I come and see you in December, okay? Serious talk.
You know, honestly, you know, Russell really wasn't, I don't think he was a jerk. Was he? I mean, he may have been a jerk over on Foa Foa, but he was never a jerk after the merge, like on our island. He was never a jerk. I mean, we outnumbered him so badly that, you know, he had to at least watch his manners. You know what I mean? I mean, he would get arrogant at tribal council, but that's not the same thing. He was never, you know, a butthead. I mean, he was never. I was trying to paraphrase without using profanity on the radio. But he was never.
It's okay. Say fuck. Or,
whoa.
Say it all the time.
My don't gracious me. Couldn't.
I'm just playing.
Oh my Lanta.
Oh my Lanta.
We're allowed to say a bad word. I mean, it's not like the FCC is sitting here and listening to us.
Okay.
With some
fair enough. Fair enough.
I do have to say one thing, because the reason Yaman was going to call in was because we were going to talk about reality rally. So are you excited about the bad? Is that right in your backyard, it looks like?
About 50 or 100 miles away. It's pretty close. It's like a car ride. So, yeah, I'm totally going to that.
Are
you excited about that one?
Yeah, I'm totally going. Are you going? You're going, right, Ash?
I'm going, except now you hate me, apparently, so I don't know if...
I don't hate you. I'm just saying you're mean. I still love you. You're just incredibly mean and cruel. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I know. I know. I don't know what to tell you.
I know.
You know what happened.
I know. Shut up.
You shut up.
No, you shut up. See? Do you see the kind of abuse? See? Mean. Meanest person ever, Ashley Tran.
That's so funny. Go ahead. You ask me a question. Go for it.
So
ahead,
let's get back to what are you wearing, Ashley? Oh, a T-shirt and what?
And skinny jeans, actually.
Skinny jeans?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right, what kind of shoes? What's up? What are you wearing? You're barefoot?
I am barefoot, actually, yes. Uh-huh.
That's all right. She's got cute feet. Are you still wearing the red, yellow, and green thing around your ankle?
Uh-huh. You're giving people some intimate moments that we've shared, Dave.
Yeah. I won't give them any more.
I was going to say, Ashley, you want me to mute him now or later? Just let
me
know.
What just happened?
Well, I don't know. I was going to ask the same thing.
Hey, we got another caller, and I believe it's from California. So I want to make sure if it's Yaman, we get him, because Yaman's running late. I'm shocked that Yaman's running late. 562,
right.
You're on the Red Reality Show.
Hey, this is Anthony Robinson here from Survivor Fiji. Not Yaman. But
what up, dude?
You know what? He's running late.
And I'm been concentrating my way through horrendous Los Angeles traffic. It's been beautiful out here.
Are you driving and talking on the phone, you fool?
I got hands free, y'all. Hands free.
Woo! Oh my god. Started.
This is the best show ever.
Good, aren't you? You know, I was just thinking about it today, but I'm pretty sure, like, I have a feeling that African Americans invented Bluetooth, because you remember Star Trek, dude? Uhura.
Oh, the Uhura, yeah.
She was the first Bluetooth user, right?
Yes, and Captain, she still had to press it in her ear like everybody else does do now, so. Captain, I have a reading in my ear, something buzzing. I think we're talking about Survivor.
Oh,
yeah,
we were
supposed to have Mr. Yaman joining us tonight. He confirmed it on the email and everything, but he must be either running, he must be at a place where he can't call or something happened. So we have David Ball with us, and now Anthony, you were on Fuji with him, right?
Yeah, I was all out on the island with Yao Man and his incredibly white, shiny legs.
So, you have really white legs, really?
Yeah, well, because Yao Man worked in a basement, basically.
He's like an engineer or something?
Yeah, he's like the tech engineer, information officer for one of the Cal schools out here, my brain is like on like 2 hours baby sleep. It's great. He basically is the technology officer for one of the universities here in California.
Oh, okay. Do you know where?
And, my brain wants to say Cal Berkeley, but I hope that's
okay.
Otherwise,
so he's in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
You're 5'6", is that like Lancaster or Palmdale or something like that?
No, that's Long Beach, it's LBC.
Oh, 5'6", is Long Beach, of course it is.
Yeah.
I just love how you guys are just sitting here, this is awesome, I'm just sitting here. Ashley, are you joining this conversation?
Kind of.
don't lie, mean girl, don't lie.
I'm just listening, I'm trying to just listen to all the fun things that are happening.
Yeah, this is what's so cool about this show. I've always kept an open policy for any reality star that wants to call in. And like I said, Yaman's giving us a no-show right this second. I'm going to have to write him an email. But it's okay because we promised, we told people we're going to have Yaman, and we gave him.
I think Yaman probably.
And you know what? I got a question. Do you guys, anyone that's up on the phone line, you ever saw the show Rock of Love?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
you guys are losers. You watch that crap.
Wait! Don't be careful what you say, because even though she'll agree with you, I have a feeling. I think she'll agree with you, David. Corey, are you going to agree with these guys? Is the Rock and Love Girls losers?
First off, losers. That's the only words allowed to come out of my mouth. If you want to call them losers, no bueno. But yes, they are.
Hold on. Who are we talking to? Who is this?
Yeah, who
exactly,
is that?
That's
this
the whole
is Corey
point.
From
Rock exactly,
and Love. That's
oh, my
goodness. Corey, do I know Corey? Hey, Ashley, did I meet Corey in Virginia?
Yeah,
Corey was on Rock and Love 2, and she never watched the show.
Ron, was I really on that?
Corey, were you in Virginia?
No, right now we're talking about my show. Hold on a minute. Was I on that?
No, she wasn't in Virginia. I couldn't pull her away from her recording career right now to get her to. But Ashley,
I just didn't know if I'd met her or not.
No, I wasn't in Virginia.
Probably not.
I was just messing with
okay.
Why,
Corey,
Ashley,
last name.
Met Corey yet?
Huh?
What's your last name, Corey?
It's Leanne.
Your last name is Leanne?
Yes, it is.
His first name. That's awesome.
Corey Leanne.
Next
question. All right, I'm Facebooking you right now so I can get a face to the
Oh, okay.
Just go to mine. Go to Ron.
Hey, Corey Lee.
I'm married to her.
A bunch of freckles and I'm a redhead.
You're a bunch of freckles? Ooh, you're a ginger. Huh? That's cool.
Yeah, a bunch of freckles on my face and I'm a redhead.
You'll see the picture.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you know what? My internet doesn't work when my phone works. Oh, well.
Hey, Corey Lee.
Oh, I remember you.
You remember
you
me?
What? I remember
I
you.
I remember you.
Ashley, you remember her, really?
I really do.
You remember?
I actually
what
do.
What do you remember about Corey?
Yeah.
Do you remember that she can still marry me?
Did I remember what?
She's the one that couldn't spell marry me, and then when Brett kicks her off, he says, didn't he say something about how, he likes a woman that can spell or something like that, or?
I don't know, he said something about, I don't know, that. I don't know what he said. But I still
hilarious.
But when I left, I was like, what I said, my quote when I left was like, something like, I'm the best thing in that house, and if he can't see it, then I don't want him. Everybody else is like crying their eyes out. I'm the only one that said something smart ass.
That line, was that right off the top of your head, or did you write it?
Yeah, it was right off the top of my head, and actually they had me there for about an hour interrogating me, trying to get me to cry, and ask me all these questions, and trying to go in the back door, trying to get me to slip up and say something. Like, and I wouldn't. I was like, yeah. So, it was
you know, we're not talking Survivor at all. Does anybody really
no.
care?
I think it's fine. She just said back door on radio, so I'm happy with that. Oh,
so
come on, guys.
Anthony, you're driving the phone. You're driving in the phone is hard.
It's hard? What? It's difficult to drive on the phone and talk with hands-free?
No driving?
Bluetooth. Yeah.
He's got Bluetooth, man. He's African-American. That's how they roll, okay?
Are you drinking a 40?
Are you drinking a 40? Now that's racist. That's racist.
No,
that was not racist. That was not racist because white people drink 40s too. I was just saying, are you drinking while driving?
Yeah, but
no.
It's kind of more of a whiskey tango beverage.
Yeah. Man. I take after my brother Bob Dog. I like to drink Jack and a little Jack and Coke. Preferably not when I'm driving, because that's dangerous and stupid.
Okay,
for future reference, Cisco would have been a much funnier answer. I'm just saying.
But I can't stand the taste of Cisco. Night train. And that's all I'm going to
say
altogether.
You don't actually drink it. You just say you're drinking. You say Cisco red flavor.
But what's that?
Purple drink. I'm drinking my purple drink.
Purple drink.
Dessert.
You can have your purple drink and your Cheetos.
Purple drink.
Oh, look.
You know what? I see we have a caller that wants to talk to you guys. So, do you, Vicky? I did mute you just because we have so many people on the phone line, and I didn't want. But I have a feeling we have another caller that wants to talk. So,
better
I
be
feel
good.
Like you should at least pick him up. So,
I'm gonna
want to go ahead and
brown.
Pick him up because I think I know who this is actually by the number. So, I want to make sure I pick her up. So, 765. I believe I know who this is, but you're unmuted.
Hello. This is Mandy.
Okay. I know you met Ashley, and I know you met David.
And me and Anthony are best friends now. Just ask him.
What up? How you doing, Mandy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is my favorite limo driver ever.
Yeah, thank you. Watch the little Big Bang Theory tonight.
Very nice, very nice. Yes, please watch my show. Keep me employed, guys.
Oh, definitely. They should watch it because it's hilarious, but also to keep you employed.
I agree.
I love nerds are sexy.
All right, thank you. We try.
And Dave knows me as the person whose pen he stole. Not me drunk wandering off and working.
I was like, no, I did not steal it. I asked to borrow it, and then you staggered off somewhere, and I couldn't find you to give it back. That's reality, yo. That's reality. And then you came back, do you have my pen? Yes, here you go. Sorry.
I'm teasing you, and I know you didn't steal it, but I was running around trying to get people to go sit at the signing table, and they kept asking me to bring them wine, and I couldn't help it if I had to get myself a glass or two.
Whatever. Whatever.
Ashley, Dave. So there.
Because I am not
okay.
mean, right, Mandy?
Yes.
You're the meanest
I
person
think
ever.
Mean.
You're the
He's a
most
mean
cruel
pin
person. You're the meanest person on Samoa, easily. Seriously. Looking at people with that scowl. Ashley
Anthony,
Trainer.
Do you weigh in
mean.
On this? Do you weigh in on this?
If you,
Ashley
if
Trainer's I'm totally mean. Boom.
You know what? I don't. Ashley was not mean. You know, I know you're
totally mean. Totally, totally.
Totally don't think she's mean.
Mean.
And I just have to just defend my girl. You know?
No, she's not mean. She's a pussy cat.
She bakes lasagna out of children. That's how mean she is.
That's just practical.
Totally
that's not that's mean.
She makes baby lasagna. I'm not joking at all. Baby lasagna. I will say, in her defense, it is delicious.
Well, thank
that's
you.
some of the best infant I've ever snacked upon.
Oh,
baby.
That's good stuff, baby. Yeah. Oh, you know.
Baby lasagna. Oh, I had baby lasagna for dinner tonight, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Like
you
meal.
Know what? I've lost
totally
control
true.
Of the show, and I just feel like I don't know what to do. Ashley, help me, help me, help me. No, David, actually, it's so funny. I love when we do shows like this, and it's kind of, somebody just said, Rad Show Goes Wild. You guys are making me crack up laughing. We're not even talking Survivor, and it's so cool. I love when we don't talk Survivor, because, you know, how many people really want to talk Survivor?
I like Survivor.
Actually,
I like Survivor, but...
I like Survivor.
Okay, so let's do this real quick.
Well, I don't want to keep
Ashley,
up the line. I just wanted to call and say hi to Anthony and Dave and Ashley.
Hello, Mandy. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Mandy.
You're welcome.
Yes,
hi,
Mandy.
Guys.
Thank you. And Mandy, feel free to call me anytime, okay?
Okay. Bye,
okay.
Anthony. I hope he to drive you around again soon.
Absolutely.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we do have another caller. And Corey dropped off, I think, the line. And just to let you guys know who's all here with us, we need to make sure we know who's all up here. We have, you know, me and Ashley is up here. Ashley's the new co-host on Thursday nights. And
mean, she's so
Survivor
mean.
And stuff. And she's not mean. And we have David
totally
Paul, who's on the Samoa with us, or with
so
her,
mean.
With us. I don't, what am I thinking? With Samoa. And we have Anthony up here still, right?
Anthony, wake up.
Did he leave?
No, that's right. I think Anthony got booted.
He didn't get
so.
Did you do that? You booted him?
No, I didn't do it. I haven't touched the switchboard.
You haven't touched the microphone because you'd have to put down your drink. I got you. He probably
no, I don't have a drink.
And something happened. It was a joke,
yeah,
dude. Whenever
it,
you say no to a joke, yeah, okay, forget it. Continue. Who's this
yeah,
caller
I know
coming
it was
up?
A joke. You know what? I normally get the jokes, but that time I kind of wanted to play dumb and like pretend like. Like, yeah, okay, like, blow it off. Chuckle.
How'd that work out for you? Pretty good?
No, I think it's fine.
I'm just
no,
saying, man.
Hotter. I mean, I knew on the island he was like this, too. Maybe that's why I never was a fan of him. I'm just, okay, I don't even know why I would say joking. Behind
what?
The, yeah,
what? I didn't hear that last part. Say again.
I said, that's one reason I wasn't a fan of Mr. David's on the island. And I said I was just joking because I'm a fan of everyone on the island. You just
okay, right.
Busting Ashley's book.
Boom, boom.
201, you're live on the Rad Reality Show.
Wow, oh my god, I'm live on the Rad Reality Show?
Okay,
I can identify
on.
That voice. It is Eliza.
Is that Eliza?
That is Eliza.
What up, Oren?
Oh, my gosh. Man,
yeah,
what,
oh my gosh,
what is up with this
Eliza.
Tonight?
Hi.
Eliza. The party
okay,
is all
Eliza. if you call in to talk Survivor, we kind of boycotted it, it seems like, tonight, because David Ball's here, and he's refusing to talk about it.
I didn't boycott. No. I didn't refuse to talk about it. I said I'm not watching.
He just doesn't watch it.
So don't blame it on me. You can talk about whatever you want.
Okay. So, Ashley.
Yes.
Should we talk Survivor? Now that we have Eliza calling in, too?
Yes. Let's talk Survivor.
I can't hear Eliza. Where's Eliza?
Oh, I'm right here. I'm just so excited that I'm on here.
Wait a minute.
I'm excited that you're on here, too.
Hold on. I don't
you
think that's actually
really...
Eliza.
That's not Eliza, yo. Eliza's not
okay.
That excited.
No.
Who is that?
Okay.
No, this is Eliza, I promise.
What?
Okay, who are you? Ashley.
That is the most silence that I have heard. This is Eliza.
What?
Why do I not believe this? I don't know.
Ask a question only she would be able to answer.
Okay, go for
Wait,
it.
Wait, what was the area code?
201.
I'm looking up the Googling right
I
now.
I can't remember. Is that New York or D.C. or something?
Joyzy.
Joyzy. Hey, Eliza, that night we went to that bar.
That's not Jersey.
Eliza. Eliza. Okay.
Yeah.
So I met you in Vegas, right?
No.
Who the hell is it?
The thing, yeah, Eliza.
That's not Eliza.
I Vegas. Yeah, I definitely met you in
Eliza.
Vegas. And
who is the
Eliza, really?
Talking with the girl voice.
Really?
Really? Hello?
Hello?
You know, I've hung up on other reality stars before. So
don't hang up. Don't hang up. This is much more fun trying to figure out who it is.
Hello? Is this Dave? Is that Dave talking?
Yes. Who's this?
Eliza.
Really?
You're so lame.
Did you say I'm so lame?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Eliza is not, like, vacuous. She's actually really smart, so...
Not vacuum what-esque?
Exactly. Exactly. Case in point.
Well, I guess you proved your point, buddy.
Okay, Ron, you
like
should hang
voice.
Up.
I totally
am confused now. And normally I'm Mr. Straight On.
Somebody called up, but I don't know who it was.
So.
I don't know who it was.
It has to be somebody from that knew something about Survivor too. So I mean, hey, Anthony's back with us. So let's bring him.
Dude,
up. Anthony,
what happened, fool?
Dude, man, it's amazing what happens when your phone decides but does not want to give you a signal. It's awesome.
Yeah, right. Well, where are you? Are you going from, forget it.
No, I'm sitting here about to drink a beer. Some,
what kind of
some
beer?
Ripple.
Ripple? Shut up. Don't be racist.
I'm still a little stunned about what just happened there, so I'm just trying to get my brain back together here.
Oh, we don't have that much time. Hey-o, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I love you, Ashley.
Oh, I think it's enough to slam on Ashley, man.
Seriously.
I think we're good.
You are so, you're so mean, seriously. T-shirt and skinny jeans, right on. It's right there. I got it, right there. Boom. So what's everybody doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
See how I can kill a discussion thread? Hey, what's everybody dressing up for as Halloween, Ash?
Halloween. I'm actually going to be Jane Fonda, so I have a leotard with some leg warmers, and I'm going to put my hair
awesome.
In a side
nice.
Ponytail.
Awesome.
Yep.
What are you doing? Where are you going? Are you hanging out with that one girl whose name I can't remember at the moment?
What
are you doing for Halloween? Where are you going? You got a party? The girl who came to the 10-year, the party in January.
Betsy?
Yeah, Betsy.
Nope.
Are you hanging out with her? What are you doing tomorrow?
No,
I mean, doing for Halloween.
I'm going to Uptown in Minneapolis, actually where Brett lives, that area of town, and going out
to
the bar.
Uptown Minneapolis. Uh-huh.
Hey, as Brett, you mean not Brett Favre, right? I'm just joking.
No,
ooh.
Brett Favre.
Not Brett Favre.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, Brett Favre. Anthony Rowe, what's up? What are you doing? What are you going to be for Halloween, fool?
I'm going to be imitating one of my favorite things to watch. I'm going to be imitating Lando Calrissian, dressing up, doing the mustache, the whole deal.
Please tell me you actually are going to be rolling with a. Tell me you're going to be rolling with a Colt 45. Please, 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 please.
Well, that's how you complete the costume, man. You have to.
Boom! Yeah. Hell yeah. I can't remember what was the tagline on that. He's like,
"You fantabulous."
No. Wait, are you sure?
Colt 45 is fantastic.
Really? Really?
Huh.
I thought it was something else.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Your
turn, Dave. What are you going to be?
I'm thinking about being Antoine Dodson.
Oh.
Here we go.
You
got to
run and tell that. Run and tell that.
What'd you say?
You know what I'm going to be?
You got to run and tell that.
I'm going to be myself because I don't feel like dressing up. I'm not a Halloween person, so I really don't care.
Okay. All right. So you're not going to be anything.
That's how I roll. No,
okay.
Actually,
all right.
I'm not going to do nothing. I'll probably sit and watch football like I always do every Sunday like you always. Sounds good. That's what I'm going to do.
Antoine Dodson, hide your kids, hide your wife. There's a rapist up here in Lincoln Heights. Hell yeah.
Wait.
A white beater and a red bandana? Cheap, easy, boom.
Oh,
what's going
on here? David, you are a funny guy. You are definitely funny, and you're more than welcome to call in again.
That's why I thought, man, if you didn't like me on the show, you're obviously a mouth breather because I'm hilarious.
When that season were going on, I started the show already. So at that point, I had quit picking favorites, favorites. It's more like, I was watching more for game because I believe everyone off the show is better than they. I mean, you can't judge a person on the show because of editing and all that stuff. So I definitely, at that point, I totally quit judging, people personality wise. But if I remember correctly, you were a funny guy and everything, and just really thought it was, your guys' whole season was one of my favorites in the sense of, the characters on that season.
Enough talking about me. Boring. Let's talk about Ashley and watching her throw up. That was awesome.
Ashley, I'm trying to defend you over here, but I don't know if
vomit.
There's no, it's fine.
Okay, good, because I told you.
Ashley, come on, drink.
You know what? I don't even want to go there, because we both know, Dave, that I was not the last person to drink a nasty beverage. And I made it a lot farther than other people had made it. That's all I have to say.
That is totally true. No, that is totally true. That is totally true. But editing made it look like it was your bad. Totally true.
So as long as you know in your heart that I actually did not do as bad as it looked.
No. Then, your mistake was chewing. You shouldn't have chewed. You have to freaking just guzzle it down.
Just swallow it.
It's right. Just swallow. Just open that throat and swallow it. Friggin', the sardine on top, it was so funny. I was wanting sardines for days. And he's like a sardine trying to scare me. I'm like, is that the best you got? You suck, boo.
Okay, so I know, David, I know you haven't watched this season, but have you glanced enough?
No, I've watched it. I watched the first three episodes. I just quit.
Okay,
so
Anthony,
you've
watched the whole season, right?
I've watched everyone except last night's episode because we were filming last night, so I had to miss it, but I will be watching it shortly.
Let's move on to the. I know people are in the chat room. People are going to listen to this podcast. They're going to say, you guys haven't talked about Survivor yet, and we haven't had a chance to do anything about Survivor. So I definitely want to catch some Survivor and everything. So here's the deal. Let's throw this out to you guys. Out of the people that are on this island, Anthony especially, and David, you who watched the first few episodes, who do you think is going to win this game? Who do you think could win out of the people just by the first couple shows? Let's not talk about last night's show. Let's just talk about overall. Actually, we've talked about it a little bit. So, Anthony, where do you think?
Well, you know, Marty is going to go deep. Marty's going to go deep. If I don't know what happened last night, but, you know, if Marty keeps his head around him, he can go pretty far. The guy's smart and very dangerous because, you know, everybody knows he's smart and they're not willing to, like, go after him full-fledged, which was kind of nice to see it happen a couple episodes ago that people actually, like, woke up and were like, that guy is going to come ramming down our throats. Also, Naoka is just fun to watch. Like, I hope she goes far.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
So who's the last one? I missed it.
Naoka.
Yeah, you know what? I'm afraid. I'm afraid she's gonna snap before the season's over with, because she's really on like the borderline psychotic at times. Like if it starts to pour one more time, I think she might want to sneak out of there.
No, I think she's. You know what? I think she thought about it, and now. That it's kind of, I don't know, I think she's fine now. I personally think that she's fine. I think
Ashley?
Yeah.
And Dave, this is for both of you. Dave, you did watch some of the first few episodes, and there's a lot of people that really didn't care for Naoka. And at the time you went to Virginia, you kind of got to see a different person. Did you change your opinions?
You know what? I am cognizant that... there's so much going on with editing. I mean, obviously, you know, she said some insane things that did not represent anything about her well. But, you know, once again, you know, editing makes all the difference. And so I asked, because I saw somebody else from her season there, and I asked that person, I said, hey, you know, good people or what? And that person said, she is really solid, good people. I said, all right, fair enough. So
Good
I
deal.
Decided that I was going to treat her like that. So and I had a little conversation with her, and she seemed, you know, sane and fine. You know, I mean, being on the island affects everyone intensely but in different ways. You know, I mean, it brought out, you know, Shambo.
It brings out the best and worst of you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's true.
So... whatever, you know.
I mean, I will totally back Dave up on that, man. Like she, I get to spend a little good time with her and talk with her, and she's good. She is good people. Don't get in her face. Don't get in her face, because she is straight up from the inner city. You know, she is like, you know, down the street from where I grew up. So, you know, we both have some constant vibe going, but you know, she's straightforward. You know, decent person, and it's just, you know, she's playing for $1 million, and she's making no qualms about the fact that she's playing for that kind of money. It's refreshing to see people be honest like that.
I don't know
about you, Ash.
I mean, she can't win. There's no way with that social game.
She's like,
no
way.
You know,
I mean,
it just depends
on
who
Marty?
She's
What do you think about Marty as a person that could maybe, you know, end up to the end? I mean, without last night's episode, I know, like you said, Anthony, you didn't watch it. Me and Ashley has watched it, and Paul has watched it. So what do you think about Marty?
Me?
Yeah, honestly, Anthony. Especially Anthony.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I think Marty is playing, he's doing a really weird balancing act, and has been. Which is, you know, he's trying to play the conniving, like, you know, bad guy game, and at the same time he's trying to play a very smart game. But
right.
Somewhere in between there, I think he has the potential of going very far, very deep, and doing very well, but he's also, I think, a little bit too cocky over himself.
you know, said cocksure.
Cocksure backdoor all in one show. It's awesome radio.
Anthony, I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but you are going to enjoy yesterday's episode. I'll just say that much.
Excellent. Oh, I'm sure. Like, all I know is, like, you know, we're filming. I just see my Twitter. It's like, oh my God, did that just happen? And my mom's sending me text messages going like, I just saw the stupidest thing ever done on Survivor. I'm like, oh, shut up, people, shut up. So,
I saw a bunch of those, man, the first few episodes. That was another reason it was ticking me off watching the season. I was like, you did that? Really? You are retarded. But whatever. That was one of the reasons. It was so
frustrating. Anthony, have you not been spoiled at all? So you don't know who went home? Or do you know who went home?
I have no idea. I'm good like that. So if you guys want to do it, I'll pull my head away from the phone for a minute.
No, we're not.
No. But yeah,
no,
cool. I've managed to. I wasn't even spoiled my season, so like I had no idea. Like, you know, I know a lot of people are like, oh, we know who it is. I'm like, I don't even know. I didn't know the season before me. I didn't know the season after me. So yeah, I watch the show like, you know, like everybody else. I sit up on the couch. I'm like, who's going home this week? So.
Yes, and that's way better than actually knowing what's going on. I hate knowing who's going to go home. It's not as fun that way.
Yeah, and you got a great poker face.
You know what? Last season, I was one that last season did decide to read the spoilers, okay? And the only thing that was different, I mean, I've, you know, for many years, I've watched it without spoilers. Well, last year, watching it with spoilers, and I'm talking about Heroes versus Villain. I say last year, but, you know, the Heroes versus Villain season. I was able to kind of watch the person that I thought, because I didn't know who wins, because you really don't know who wins till the final day, because that is one thing. They do keep hush-hush, pretty much, but you kind of assume by, you know, like with Heroes versus Villain, I know last year, everyone had the big mouth syndrome. Everyone told each other, so they kind of guessed who was voted, you know? So here's the deal is, like, I knew who kind of won. So I watched Sandra, and it made me want to kind of like, you know, I enjoyed watching Sandra, you know, win.
Yeah.
By, you know, I was able to kind of see, okay, what did she do to win? So that was the only thing good about being spoiled. You understand?
It's funny. Yeah, no, I totally get that. Like, it's funny, a lot of people actually assumed I was spoiled because, like, you know, when they announced the cast, I was like, Sandra for the win. I was like, you know, I'm like going like, no, I have no idea. I'm just guessing based off of everybody who's out there, you know, that she was going to win. And having seen what Russell did the first game, he was out there, I knew there was no way if he played that exact same game, not seeing how it affected his game, that he was going to be able to, you know, come back from that. You know, so, and it was fun talking to Sandra later, you know, because Sandra got to watch that season, and she was like, you know, the moment I saw what happened when he lost in the jury, I knew he wasn't going to win. I knew I won the money. I knew I won.
I love the accent. I love the accent.
You know, that's how she does. That's how she rolls, girl. You know,
that's how she rolls, girl.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, I got to make sure I'm out there doing it right,
what up,
you know.
Leia? Yeah, for sure. Hey, people, I got to go.
Hey, Paul.
Okay. Love you, Dave.
Love you, baby. Thank you, Dave,
for calling in. And come, hey, feel free to call in whenever you want.
Thanks, bro. Will do.
Especially. Okay.
And
talk to you later.
Peace.
Later, man.
Okay. Paul, did you say you had a chat question?
I do. Lisa Cruz would like to know, how long, in your opinion, do you think Survivor will be around before they cancel the show?
How long is it going to be around before they cancel the show? And I honestly, as long as they want to do Survivor, I think they're going to let them do Survivor. You know, and the hard thing is for them, I think, is just keeping it fresh. It's a brilliant concept from the get-go, and really, they just moved it to its original slot, and it's doing better ratings than it's done in years. And, you know, people followed it. People followed it on a whole new night when it's up against other stuff, so I'm not worried about the show. It's going to be on for a while.
Yeah,
hey,
I think
Anthony,
so, too.
Do you watch Big Brother? Do you watch Big Brother, Anthony?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a reality whore.
I mean, okay, so here's the deal. This is what I said about Big Brother. Big Brother is going to go as long as Julie Chen wears the pants in CBS anyways. And I think pretty much with Survivor will go as long as Jeff Probst wants to host it, because I can't see them replacing it unless they bring in somebody that was a longtime veteran from the show.
So the only person I can see. I don't know if you guys, if anybody out there has watched. I feel like I'm taking over the show. It's like, I don't know if you guys have watched Top Shots on History Channel.
No.
Top Shot. Top Shot. Top Shot hosted by Colby. Remember Colby?
Yeah. I watched it, but I wanted to.
So Colby basically channels Jeff Probst. It's the funniest thing to watch. It's basically during Survivor with Guns, which, you know, anybody who's out there on the island wishes we had at some point. But yeah, it's funny to watch because, like, basically he's channeling Jeff Probst. It's like, I'm like going like, okay, so Colby, you're doing something cool. And like, it's like, all right, step up to the plate. Now take your shot. No, you're going to be eliminated. It's like, wow, he's doing the exact line reading. So, like, honestly, like, I think if they pick anybody to
so you could see him step in Jeff's place.
Yeah, I could totally see him stepping up there if you wanted to do it. But who knows? We'll see. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot. There,
yeah, honestly, when I was saying a veteran taking over, he was the veteran that was on my head. And Kobe, or even I think maybe Boston Rob. What do you think about Boston Rob as one? Do you think he could pull it? I don't know if his accent people would. But.
What do you think about Boston Rob?
I love Boston Rob. He's one of my favorites. In Heroes vs. Villains, he was one of my favorites as well. I'm totally team Rob. And I think that he would make a super host. But, you know, just like the whole American Idol thing where Simon left, I mean,
yeah.
Realistically, how long is... I mean, viewers are going to stop watching if, you know, he's gone. It's the whole show. It's, you know what I mean? Like, he's done it from the get-go. And so as long as he stays on, and the ratings are still so great, that I don't think that it's going to end for anytime soon.
No, I mean, I know, you know, they've already done 22, so.
Right.
They're going to be doing some more, yeah.
Yeah, because the one thing I noticed in CBS, if I was CBS, and I'm thinking CBS, like CBS, first of all, they're not going to get rid of Survivor right away until, because it's like a solid show. I mean, it's one of their shows that are solid. You can get advertisers for it. They got a host that is loved. And now it's really cheap to produce, probably. It's not one of these shows that are over, probably, expensive to produce. Same with Big Brother. I mean, it's the summer, you know, between the other two Survivors, it's the summer version of Survivor on CBS. So I don't see those two shows going anywhere. Even Amazing Race. I mean, what really does CBS have to lose by getting rid of them? They could replace it with another type of show, but why replace something with another type of show? I mean, reality shows are really... My last point, and then I'll let you guys, you know, chime in on it, is though, I think with Survivor, I like how they're doing the back-to-back filming of the show in the same location. And I think how it sounds, it's going to be like another kind of, you know, like a return type cast next season. Have you guys heard anything about that?
I have not. I'm spoiler-free. Spoiler-free since 94, man.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I've heard the Rob versus Russell rumor. Have you heard that one yet, Ashley?
I have heard that, and I actually talked to Russell, and he did not say a word. So, which is a surprise because it's Russell, and he can't keep his mouth shut. So, I'm not quite sure what's going on.
But I think. If they keep that, what I'm trying to say, Jeff is gone for how many months would Jeff go if they film back to back? I mean, is that like a 6 month period probably? Or is that less than 6 months? Yeah, like what is 2 months? What's two seasons of Survivor? How many months?
Like for him, well, like it really means like if you guys like, you know, go back into like the old Fun Entertainment Weeklies where, you know, he talks about that at length. It's something like a 2-3 month process for him because, you know, he's casting. You know, he actually does take part in the casting process. I don't know if you got to meet him, Ashley, during your casting.
Yeah, I met him at my casting.
And, you know, he actually does take part in that. He, you know, you get to know everybody who's going to be in the cast. And then, you know,
very personal.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, because he's your Dr. Phil for the next, couple months of your life. So, because, like, you know, we actually started calling him Dr. Phil during our tribal councils. Like, Dr. Phil, what are you going to do?
That's really funny.
So, I think, what I'm trying to get at is, I think it's not, like, heavy on him if they film back-to-back, you know what I mean? So, I mean, he's pretty much going to sit back in.
Still pretty grueling. I mean, like, you know, you're talking like a 4-month commitment at a time in some pretty hardcore hardcore areas. I got it from a pretty good source that, like, it was torrential downpour for the season that's coming up.
22.
So I mean, like, they got rained on a lot. Production got rained on.
I heard that too.
I mean, people don't, realize that production goes through their own hell. Those guys out there, they're filming, they're doing everything that you're doing just backwards with a camera, with a 40-pound camera on their shoulder. They're climbing and jumping and running just the same as you guys are. So, I mean, they don't always get to leave. They sleep on the island with you and it's like Jane Goodall out there, so.
Hey, I do have a production question if I can ask, Ron.
If we can answer it.
No.
Yeah, if we can.
No, you can't. Go ahead.
Anyway, I have been wondering this for a while now. When you go to those challenges, we as viewers get to see, people going through the obstacle courses or whatever. We don't get to see their faces, but their lower torso. When Jeff Probst explains what the competition is, do you actually see these people showing you how it's done, or does he just explain it and you got to figure it out as it goes on?
He explains it.
He explains it, and you have to figure out what the hell you're doing. And actually, if you go onto the DVD commentary tracks, this is how much of a nerd I am. If you like go to like season 2, like for the Australian Outbacks, and listen to the commentary tracks on that, Jeff actually talks about how he walked everybody through the challenges. And so for all you future Survivor wannabes out there, folks who want to audition and want to try and do it, important safety tip, if he explains something to you, and unless he explicitly says don't do it, don't ask him if you can or can't do something, because he actually has to make a judgment. So, if he tells you you have to go over it, then you have to go over it. But if he says you have to cross this, then, that means you can go over it, under it, around it, unless he says no. So you may put yourself at a disadvantage. A little pro tip, right?
Oh, cool. Hey, Anthony, have you ever been played out for any
really
other reality shows
person.
Other than...
Yeah.
Have I ever been on those
sorry,
shows?
Paul.
Oh, sorry, Paul. Sorry, what was it? Were you asking, have I been on any other show other than Survivor?
Right.
No. No,
yeah, I'll go ahead and ask your question now. I'll say what I have to say after you, Paul.
How about you, Ashley?
What about me?
We didn't hear the question. I over-talked to you.
Oh,
yeah,
I was wondering if either of you had tried out for any other reality shows.
Oh. Yes. Do I really need to answer this question?
No,
I can answer that question. So, initially, I had actually applied for Amazing Race. So,
didn't we all?
What?
So, didn't we all want to apply for Amazing Race initially?
Yeah, yes.
No, usually it's backwards. Usually, how it sounds like, everyone applies for Survivor, and then they get thrown onto Big Brother or Amazing Race. That's what I've been told. So I'm shocked about this. Go ahead, Ashley, finish the story.
Yeah. Well, no, so I mean, everyone knows I'm a huge fan of Survivor. However, I never applied for it because I am a girly girl and I love my comforts. So one of my friends convinced me to apply for Survivor with him, or Amazing Race, sorry, with him. And I actually got called back for Survivor, and I went through. But the thing is I actually had to go through the entire process that everyone else asked to go through. I made a video. I did an application. I flew out to L.A. I You know, like, I did everything, and when it came down to it, I was actually an alternate, and then I got put in last minute. But I had to do everything that every other person had to do, even though I applied for.
As did I. Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of people, like, let's break a misconception. A lot of people hear the word recruit, and I know that's been a big controversy in Survivor. Like, you're recruited. Recruited doesn't mean that, you know, like, you automatically get on the show. Like, I went through the whole process as well. Like, they found me, they said, we think you'd be great to be on the show, you should apply. I had a three-day turnaround. I had to do the application, do the video, and all that stuff within a three-day, and that if anybody's ever filled out the paperwork, it's when they send you the packet, it's a phone book.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and, you know, I went through the whole audition process as well, and, you know, it's one of those things where it's a game in and of itself, just the audition. Like, they could actually film, like, just the Survivor audition process as its own reality show. It would actually work. If you're listening, guys out there in TV land, film the audition process. It's a great reality.
It's very fascinating, the whole process that you actually have to go through in order to make it. I mean, even just to get an interview, that whole process is just crazy. I mean, you know, Anthony, how many little things you have to go through. So,
I mean, I definitely understand the whole process. I mean, I've never done that. And I really, you know, people ask me, why don't you try out for this? Why don't I, you know, because I'm such a fan of the shows. But, I mean, first of all, my heart condition ain't going to let me probably be on most of these shows right now anyways. But I really don't, you know, I think that's the part that I don't want to deal with, is the whole process of trying out for the show. I mean, to stand in a line, you know. Now, if somebody came up to me and said, hey, let's put you on a show, you know, a reality show, I would not turn it down. But to process of the whole, you know, going through process, this and all that stuff, that does not interest me at all. I'd rather just sit back and talk about you guys, you know. That's what I'm good at.
No, that's fair. I mean, like, the thing is that, like, really, the interview process just gets you prepared for, you know, talking to somebody on a camera every 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
It gets you ready for people to get invasive and in your face. And, you know, especially there are a lot of people who apply for these shows and don't realize that, you know, they think it's scripted. They think they're telling you what to do. They think they're giving you food. And it's all real, man. Like, people get that angry. People get that nasty. And it's kind of amazing. And then you meet them later. You're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You know, it's like, what? Yeah.
You know, and Anthony, I'm, it's funny. You know, I noticed this, and this is kind of switching subjects a little bit. There's two types of people that go on these reality shows. And I'm reading the chat room a little bit, and that's kind of where I'm getting at. And Anthony, you don't probably see the chat room. So it's, you know, Ashley, I see that you're kind of saying you're into the reality shows. You watch the reality shows. And then, you know, Anthony said that you're a reality junkie too. I think those are the people that want to just, you know, maybe you try out for Amazing Race, but you love Survivor, and then you know, if they're interested, you will go on Survivor. It's not like I see Corey's talking about this with you, who was on Rock and Love. You know, she was, you know, she made a question, you know, you wanted to be on TV. No, it's not about being on TV. It's about doing something you enjoy watching. And, and then there's that person that do want to just be on TV to follow their career. The first person that comes to my mind is West from The Bachelorette. You know, he wanted to be on The Bachelorette just to be seen and to get his music career a little bit. I know that's probably not the bottom line why he went on there, but that was one reason he went on there, was to kind of, you know, help his music career. Lots of people maybe do want to just pop onto a show because they want to, you know, further their career. So I think there's two people. And then there's that third person that just someone just gets found and it's like, sure, why not? Let's spend a couple months out on an island and get, you know,
get the crap beat out of you.
Yeah, and don't even know what the shit they're going into.
See, and a comment about that too is, it kind of, you know, after what you do after Survivor, and, you know, if you're going to go and move to LA and try to pursue something, within, you know, to try to hype up your career, whatever it may be. I mean, the people that go home and they go back to their normal jobs, or they get, you know, whatever it may be, that's also shows a little something of that they just wanted to do it for the experience. Like, people ask me if I would ever do another reality show again. Well, I would do it in a heartbeat just because of the amazing experience I had and the people that I got to meet. I mean, look at, I've made all these amazing friends all over the U.S., and that's something amazing in itself, and I would do it again just to make those friends.
Yeah.
You know?
And I totally agree with that. I mean, like, everybody does it for different reasons, you know? I mean, it's just
right.
Why you decided to go do it. I mean, like, my biggest thing, you know, like, yeah, I love reality and Survivor, but, like, I'm also a gamer, you know? I'm a gaming junkie, you know, tabletop, D&D, old school, you know, like video games, you know, poker, the whole deal. And, you know, for a game like Survivor, when it boils down to it, it is a game. You know, it's the ultimate game. And for $1 million, to also have bragging rights, you know, to say, like, you know, I won one of the hardest games, if not the hardest game ever devised. Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I agree. And totally, we only got 4 minutes left, and I want to roll down those. And Anthony, thanks for calling in. We have to get on Yaman. I'm going to write them.
Thank you, Anthony.
I don't know if
you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad. And David, thank you for calling in. Thank you for everyone who did call in. Thank you for the fake Eliza.
Yeah, that was definitely not Eliza.
The area code was what got me. That's the only thing that had me, you know, for a second there. And then I'm positive now it wasn't either. And everything. So I love when people try to fake me on this, you know, this show. But it's cool, you know. I think it was still fun. The first hour, kind of was a little rocky. But it was a little fun, too, because we had David here, and it was cool just to put on our hair and just have fun, and we had, just a good time with everyone and helping people enjoy, people that are listening to the podcast. And Ashley, thank you for being part of the show now. I'm so excited that you have agreed to do this, because it's going to be interesting, I think. We get some people out of the woodworks, like David. Were you shocked that he called
yeah.
in? Did you invite him to call in?
We talk on Twitter all the time, so I think he just saw that I had posted it, because I didn't ask him. I asked Anthony to call in, and he did, which was awesome.
Right.
Yes.
And even though we love Yaman, I'll have to see what happened to him. So, you know, Yaman's probably – but make sure you check out the reality I always want to say relay, but it's rally. Reality rally. And get ready for February 19th or February 18th and 19th. Check my webpage, the www.theradrealityshow.com. We're working on this great charity event, or not charity event. It's a celebration. I'm just going to call it a celebration, with some of the proceeds going to the American Heart Association. So check that out. I do want to say thank you to Corey for calling in. Actually, she's like one of my best friends, and I really, really think, she hasn't been able to call in for a long time, so I was kind of glad she popped in, and she made it a little funnier, and she always tries to make the show funny. Mandy for calling in. There were some people I think I missed on the phone lines, because, oh, man, when we get too many people up on the line, Ashley, it's so hard to keep track. I know you mentioned that on the thing. So thank you,
yeah.
Anthony. Thank you. And thank you, everyone.
Yeah,
if
how about
right,
that?
If I forgot
yeah.
somebody. Ashley, you get anything else?
No, just thank you. And I am ready for bed. I am tired.
Yeah, I'm going to call you real quick after the show just to tell you a couple
okay.
things real quick.
Yep.
And then we'll see you guys next Sunday. 10 o'clock, Louie, and Louie gets a big announcement about celebrity boxing. You never know who's going to call in, and even if they're fake, sometimes it's funny, and I love it. You know, this one thing, somebody told me my show is always funny. I'm glad. And if you missed Monday's show with Wayne and Enzo, you need to check it out. Ashley, you might even want to check that out. That was a pretty cool show. Monday.
All right.
With me and Michelle.
I will.
Because it was
I will.
Fun. So talk to y'all later. Bye,
right.
Anthony. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure.
Bye, Anthony. Thank you.
Bye, Ashley.
Bye. Bye.